Welcome back to Country Conversations. My name is Joey, and as always, I'm joined by...
Hey man, it's Chris here tonight. What's going on there, Joey?
Dude, not a whole lot. Just prepping for spooky season holiday, Halloween, right around the corner. What's up with That's you guys?
Right. Yeah, it's about the same, man. It's gotten cold down here. It's definitely fall.
Yeah, it's getting darker much earlier, and it was... We took my son to like one of those trunk-or-treat things tonight, and it was pretty chilly out, like in the 40s, which... isn't super, super cold, but compared to the 70s and 80s, it seems like we just had a few weeks ago. It's pretty cold.
Yeah, I agree, man.
It's that time of the year, though, man.
That's right. We're going to try to catch a couple haunted houses this weekend, and I think there's a big kind of the downtown Halloween parties this weekend, so it should be a good time.
Nice. Heck yeah. Cool. Well, if you guys didn't notice by the title of this episode, tonight we're going to do our annual CMA prediction episode where Chris and I will predict who we think is going to win each major category. And this is actually the third year we've done this. So if you've been here since the beginning, this will be the third time you got to listen to it. If not, go check out our old episodes doing it. But you probably already know who won, so maybe you shouldn't do it. I don't know. If you get bored, go back and listen to our catalog.
That's right. They can at least go see if we were right or wrong.
Yeah, see how well we did. I usually am like way off. I didn't even pre-select who I think is going to win this year. Usually I like... take my notes, pick who I think is going to win. Tonight, I'm just going to kind of go with it as we go through each category.
Let's do it, baby.
Cool, man. Ready. Let's roll right into it. So the CMAs,
let's do it.
If you're unfamiliar with what they are, it's the Country Music Awards annual ceremony. Every year this happens. This year, it's on November 9th at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I believe it's on ABC. Is that right? ABC usually every year.
Yeah.
And this year, it's hosted by Luke Bryan. This is his second year hosting. He hosted last year. And then Peyton Manning is actually the co-host this year.
Yeah, Peyton, I mean, he I think people are going to underestimate. I think that Peyton will do a great job.
Oh, yeah. I saw a bunch of people talking crap online about it. And I'm like, they're like, what does he have to do with country music? And I'm like, I get it. But, like, Peyton's just like a personality now, you know?
Yeah, and everybody knows who he is. And he's been on TV and radio now for years and... last weekend or the weekend before, he was hanging out with Kenny Chesney, Kelsey Bellarini, and Morgan Wallen.
Yeah, so at the Vols game.
Yeah, he knows the people in the country world.
Yeah, I'm not. I love Peyton. I mean, I was not the
only,
like a,
the only thing that's going to be weird is that he's probably 6 or 8 inches taller than Luke.
Yeah, Peyton's
so
huge.
That'll be interesting to see.
I think they'll have good chemistry together though, but we'll see. One thing I did want to touch on before we jump into the categories, Lainey Wilson leads this year with 6 nominations.
It's a big year for her.
And which
she's
is
got,
huge.
I mean, she's got the duet with Hardy, and then she's got her own single that are climbing the radio charts right now, and she's opening for Combs.
Mm-hmm.
So she's doing pretty good for herself.
It's been a huge year for her, which rightfully so. I mean, she's got an amazing voice, great singer-songwriter, great live performer. You've seen her live, right?
Yeah, well, yeah, I just saw her this past weekend. But then
yeah,
I saw her.
Right. With,
she
Luke.
Opened for Al Dean last year.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen her 3 times, maybe 4. But I mean, she's always been the opening slot, so she gets about a half an hour. So I'd like to see her, you know, a little bit longer.
Yeah, for sure.
She is good.
Well, that's all I've ever seen her as an opener. I think I've seen her twice. I know she, like you said, she opened for Al Dean last year, and I saw her, but I can't remember other than that. But
yeah.
Cool, man. Let's roll into it. The first category that we're going to go through is New Artist of the Year. The nominees are Hardy, Walker Hayes, Cody Johnson, Parker McCollum, and Lainey Wilson.
It's tough, man.
I know.
It's
tough. I'll go first with who I think is going to win, and I'm going to take the notes of who I'm picking as I go so I can go back and recap. Man, this is tough. There's a lot of talent in this one. I would love to say Kojo, but I'm probably going to go Hardy on this one. I think Hardy takes it.
I think that Lainey takes it.
Lainey, that's a good one. Wouldn't be surprised. There's a lot, like I said, there's a lot of talent in this category.
Yeah, I mean, for one thing, Hardy, you know, this category is always really hard to predict because half these people, you know, Cody's been around for 15 years.
Right.
And Walker had a whole nother career 5 years ago and had a hit and... Hardy's been around a while. I mean, really, Parker should win. I mean,
I agree,
but I don't think he will. I think it'll be Hardy or Lainey. But
yeah, I'm with you on that. Parker would be considered the newest act, I would imagine.
Yeah, I mean, Parker had a couple Texas Texas CDs, but as far as mainstream, he's only got one CD out. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he's only on his third single. So, I mean, he's been around a while, but he's still kind of new.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Hardy's been around forever. Walker and Cody have been around forever.
Right.
You know?
Golly. Weird. Awesome, man. So I'm going to go Hardy. You're going Laney. Cool. The second major category. The next one, we've got Vocal Duo of the Year. Nominees, Brooks and Dunn, Brothers Osborne, Dan and Shay, Low Cash, and Maddie and Tay.
This is the last couple of years. Well, I don't know. You and I always think it's going to be Dan and Shay, but Brothers Osborne sneak in and get it from time to time.
Uh-huh.
This past year was not a huge year for Dan and Shay. So
I agree.
I don't know. What do you think?
Man, I think Brothers Osborne's going to take it again.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go way out on the limb, and I'm gonna pick Brooks and Dunn.
Ooh, I'd love to see it.
Yeah, I mean, they finally...
They did their tour, a reboot tour and everything.
I was going to say, after COVID, they got the tour in, and there's just no other obvious answer.
I agree.
And, man, I mean, that would, you know, it's Brooks and Dunn. Come on.
Right. Icons, literally.
Yeah.
See, I always pick them, I feel like. Well, Dan and Shay or Brooks and Dunn, who I always am like, those are usually my go-to thoughts. I'm like, okay, it's got to be Dan and Shay or Brooks and Dunn, just because of the momentum that they have. And every time I don't pick Brothers Osborne or whoever, that's who wins, so I'm going to go Brothers Osborne.
That's right.
But cool, man. Moving on, Vocal Group of the Year. We've got Lady A, Little Big Town, Midland, Old Dominion, or Zac Brown Band. A lot of similar choices year over year.
Yeah, they're all similar.
Very similar.
What do you think?
I'm going Zac Brown Band.
Oh, that'd be a good bounce back for them.
Yeah, I think so. Because, I mean, they've been putting out some stuff and doing some shows and everything, and had a couple co-writes with Combs that were pretty good. Yep. So they've been putting out some decent stuff.
Their current single right now is a co-write with Combs.
Yeah. So, I mean, they've been putting out some quality stuff.
I'm going to go with, God, I feel like Little Big Town and Old Dominion have won this award for the last 10 years. I am going to go with, sometimes I try to be different, but I'm going to go with what you went with. Let's go Zac Brown.
I'd like to see them take it. Because like you said, it's either Lady A or Old Dominion, I feel like, every year. Now here, this one's going to be interesting. These next couple are going to be really interesting. We've got Male Vocalist of the Year. Nominees are Eric Church, Luke Combs, Cody Johnson, Chris Stapleton, and Morgan Wallen.
Oh, man.
Heavy hitters, for sure.
My gosh.
I don't even know where to start on who I would pick, because any of these guys deserve it.
Oh, God. I mean, I think Combs and Stapleton have won it for the last 7 years.
Yeah.
Eric, you know, most people don't think of Eric as a vocalist, and he's never won Male Vocalist of the Year. Mm-hmm. And he's coming off of the triple album, and he's had a couple big hits, and he had a huge tour. And I feel like just nominating Cody is a big deal for him, so I don't think they'll give it to Cody. So I'm going to go Church.
Man, I don't know who I'm going to go. This one's tough. I'm going to go Wallen. I think Morgan Wallen takes it this year.
Wouldn't surprise me.
Watch Stapleton get it. Neither one of us picked him.
Or Combs, yeah.
Yeah, or Luke, yeah.
Yeah.
Kojo, that'd be awesome for him, but I just don't think he will this year.
This is, you know, all five of these guys had amazing years, and like we've talked in the past, John Party could have easily been nominated for this,
mm-hmm.
and he had a killer year. I mean, you know, all these guys did really well this year.
Absolutely, man. I think we're huge fans of all these guys, so.
Yeah.
Now we're
getting. That'll definitely be one category that no matter who wins, we're not going to be upset.
Exactly. Exactly, man. Now we're flipping over to Female Vocalist of the Year, where you've got Miranda Lambert, Ashley McBride, Carly Pierce, Carrie Underwood, or Lainey Wilson. That one's tough, too. Heavy hitters in that category.
It is tough. And I mean, you know, they did not nominate Maren, they did nominate Kelsey. There were some other, you know, pretty big stars on the female side that got left out. I'm going to say that they're going to – I think Carly's going to go back-to-back. She won last year. I think she's going to win again this year.
Yeah, she's amazing, dude. All these ladies are amazing. Shoo, I'm going Lainey. Lainey Wilson takes it.
Yeah, I could see that. I mean, they've been pumping her up as the next female star, and she's nominated for the most awards. So I think there's a good chance she'll take it.
For sure. Now, the next category we've got, Song of the Year, which this award goes out to the songwriters. And this one's kind of wordy because it has all the writers listed, but the first song is By Dirt. That was sang by Jordan Davis. The songwriters were Jacob Davis, Jordan Davis, Josh Jenkins, and Matt Jenkins. Never Want to Be That Girl by Ashley McBride and Carly Pierce. Songwriters were Shane McAnally, Ashley McBride, and Carly Pierce. Sand in My Boots by Morgan Wallen. Written by Ashley Gourley, Michael Hardy, or Hardy, Josh Osborne. Things a Man Ought to Know by Lainey Wilson. Songwriters were Jason Nix, Jonathan Singleton, Lainey Wilson. And the last one in this category is You Should Probably Leave, sung by Chris Stapleton, written by Chris Dubois, Ashley Gourley, and Chris Stapleton.
This is tough. This is really tough. All it would not shock me at all if any of these five won.
Man, oh my gosh.
What do you think?
Goodness sakes. I love the Carly and Ashley duet.
Yeah.
I love Sand in My Boots. I really like every single one of these.
Yeah, I feel like Things a Man Ought to Know is, it feels like it's been out for a couple years now.
I feel like Sand in My Boots is pretty old too. But yeah, last year.
Oh man, I'm going to go By Dirt.
Ooh, that's a good one. Oh man.
I don't know though. I mean, this could be.
Dude, this is a toss. Really, this is like the toughest one. I'm going to go Sand in My Boots. It's got heavy hitters, Ashley Gourley, Hardy, and Josh Osborne. Great song. Was a huge hit for Morgan.
Yeah.
I'm going that one. And the next category we have is Single of the Year. The first one is By Dirt by Jordan Davis, featuring Luke Bryan. The second one is Half My Hometown by Kelsey Ballerini, featuring Kenny Chesney. Never Want to Be That Girl, Carly Pierce and Ashley McBride. Till You Can't by Cody Johnson. And You Should Probably Leave, Chris Stapleton.
Oh man,
we're
gonna agree on this one, I think.
Yeah, I think we're probably both gonna go "Till You Can't" by Cody Johnson.
Yeah, right? I mean, it would surprise me if "Till You Can't" doesn't win. I mean, it's gonna end up being the number one song at radio for 2022. Mm-hmm. It definitely, you know, pushed Kojo to a whole different level. He's doing big arenas next year. And he's getting nominated for everything. He's been on a bunch of the CMT special shows recently. And a lot of it is because of this song. And, you know, it was both of our number one song of last year. So it's hard to go wrong with Till You Can't.
I'd be shocked if it doesn't win. I mean, it's, you hit the nail on the head with all that, man. It's one of the best songs I've heard in the last 15 years.
I agree.
So, yeah, I'd be shocked if anything else wins. Not that those other songs are bad by any means, but this one's just seemingly taking Kojo to a whole new level mainstream-wise, and, you know, it's a song people resonate with, and it was a huge hit. So, like you said, biggest song at radio by the end of the year.
That's right.
But the next category we've got is Album of the Year. You've got Growing Up by Luke Combs, Humble Quest, Maren Morris, Palomino, Miranda Lambert, Saying What I'm Thinking, Lainey Wilson, Time, Tequila, and Therapy, Old Dominion.
Oh, man, what do you think?
Oh, I mean, I could honestly see Palomino or Growing Up taking this one.
Yeah, I mean, I could see Lainey taking
it. Yeah, Lainey too.
Yeah. I don't think Maren will win it, but she's won Album of the Year in the past.
Yeah.
Luke and Miranda are heavy hitters when it comes. I mean, if they put an album out there, you know, it's going to get nominated. Same thing with Maren.
Yeah.
I don't think Old Dominion has a chance. Gosh.
I'm going to go with our guy, Luke. I'm going Luke Combs.
Yeah, me too, man.
I feel like it was a pretty well put together album. I know I didn't give it like a 10 out of 10 on our album review. It was like I think I went like a 7.5, 7.75 out of 10. Yeah. But overall, it was produced well. It was mixed well. I mean, the songs were great, and you got a little bit of everything on that record, so I'm going to go Growing Up by Luke Combs. Getting to the major one, we've got Entertainer of the Year to wrap up our predictions.
Tell us the nominees.
Nominees, Luke Combs, Miranda Lambert, Chris Stapleton, Carrie Underwood, and Morgan Wallen. All amazing artists, all amazing performers.
I never get this right.
I don't think either of us do ever.
Yeah, I mean,
Eric Church won finally, so I'm cool. My bitterness towards that category and Eric never winning is over, even though he won during the pandemic year, but whatever.
It would surprise me if they gave this award to Morgan just because of everything that has gone on, and this is the most important award. But he's nominated, and he had, you know,
killer one tour.
He had one of, if not the biggest tour, and he's the biggest star in country. But, you know, Luke and Stapleton sold out every single show they did, too. So,
right.
I'm going to go Stapleton. They've never given Entertainer of the Year to Stapleton.
And yeah, that would be pretty cool.
I think this will be the year to cap it off for him.
Ah, man. I'm torn between Combs and Wallen.
Go any direction, man.
Man, Luke could repeat. Wallen could be a first-timer. I would love to see Luke win it just because I'm a Luke fanboy, but I'm going to go Wallen with this one too.
If he wins Entertainer of the Year, there's going to be a lot of media backlash against the country music community.
Oh, I'm sure. But, you know, he's nominated. So, I mean.
Yeah, no, you're right.
There's the opportunity that he could take
it. I mean, you can't deny that he would deserve it, you know, so.
Right. I mean, those were the hottest tickets of the year, honestly.
Yeah.
I mean, they were the hardest tickets to get during pre-sales, all public on sales, and the most ridiculously scalped ticket price, too.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it was hot. That sold out. People were lining up hours before shows. I mean, rightfully, all of these entertainers are deserving of this award, you know. I think they're all, I haven't, you know what, I've, those of you listening, don't shun me, I've never seen Stapleton live, but I've seen videos and I've heard a lot of stories that he's a hell of a performer, and I've seen the rest of these people live, so they're all amazing what they do, but I'm going to go Wallen and Stapleton to wrap up the Entertainer of the Year prediction. Watch, we'll probably get all these wrong, except Till You Can't.
I was going to say, I mean, that honestly, I'm shocked they did not nominate Till You Can't for Song of the Year and only Single of the Year, because it's an amazing song. I mean, it was a huge hit for him, so it definitely deserves to be up for Single of the Year. But what, I mean, it's one of the best written songs that should have been up for Song of the Year, but I mean, all those other nominees are great. But as far as what I care about, I really like to see Cody take that one home.
Yeah, man, absolutely. But that's it. That's our CMA predictions. You guys check it out November 9th, 7 p.m. See how good we did with our predictions. We may have got these all wrong. We usually get a few of them. That's about it. But, yeah, that's fun. Third year doing this, man. That's crazy.
It's fun, man.
It is.
Appreciate it.
Huge shout-out to Patrick, by the way. We have a new listener who actually reached out to us on Instagram, and he's digging the pods. So, Patrick, if you're listening to this, big shout-out to you, man. Thanks for following us and listening to the podcast and reaching out to us on Instagram. We love hearing from our listeners, so... If you guys are
Absolutely,
new here,
man.
Yeah. But if you guys are new here, definitely check us out on social media. We love interacting with you guys. You can find us everywhere. Just search at Country Convos. We're on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, all that good stuff. And the podcast is streaming on all major platforms. So definitely right. Feel free to leave us a review or a rating if you're liking what you're hearing. If you don't like it, that's okay too. We appreciate and respect all opinions. Just let us know what you're thinking. But that's it, man. Do you got any final thoughts, final words, what you've been listening to, anything like that?
Final thoughts, man. I just want to give a shout out to Adam Church, our guest last week. That was maybe my favorite episode we've done. One of the best conversations that I've ever had about country music. And, you know, when you and I decided that we were going to start this, you know, I could have never imagined we'd get to do some of the cool stuff that we've done, including talking to someone like Adam. So just a big shout out to Adam.
Amen. He was an awesome guy to talk to. If you guys haven't checked that episode out yet, and this may be your first episode you found us on, go listen to our last one with Adam Church, and definitely listen to that one because that was a good interview, and Adam is a great guy. We could have talked to him forever. I mean, it was the way that episode worked out was so funny, too, because we were having so many technical difficulties with our normal recording software, so we had to resort to using Zoom, and it was just chaos, but Adam was super chill and super cool, and worked with us through the tech difficulties, and he's just a great guy. So go check that out. And check his music out, too, while you're at it.
Absolutely, man.
Cool. That's it. That's all I've got. You guys, this episode may or may not be posted before or after Halloween. I'm not too sure. But happy Halloween if we're catching you around that time. Hope you guys enjoy the holiday. And, God bless country music. We'll talk to you all soon. Until next time, keep it country and take care of each other.